ಇತಿಹಾಸ ಪುರಾಣ ಜ್ಞಾನ ವೇದ ಸೌಭಗ್ರಂಥ ವಿಭೇ ಕಲ್ಪಶ್ರುತ ವೇದ ಮಾಯಂ ಪ್ರಸರಿಷ್ಯತಿ ವೇದೇಷು ಪೌರುಷಂ ಸೂಕ್ತಂ ಧರ್ಮಶಾಸ್ತ್ರೇಷು ಮಾನವಂ ಭಾರತೆ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಪುರಾಣೇಷು ಚ ವೈಷ್ಣವಂ. ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ ಟು ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಡಿಯರ್. I take this opportunity to pay my obeisances to Srimad Paramahansa Ityadi Tathandi Srimad Narayana Jiva Swami, whose grace has resulted in this temple. Let's all together pray Ashtalakshmi and Lakshmi Narayana to bless us with the knowledge of Sri Vishnu Purana and its contents. We are here to discuss about Sri Vishnu Purana for 5 days beginning from today. There are many Puranas and two Itihasas that augment our knowledge of the Shastras. Vedas and Vedanta, in other words known as Upanishads, form the basis and bless us with the knowledge of Brahma. The Shastra is the only source of knowledge to recognize, to realize and to reach Brahma. But for the Shastras, we cannot realize Brahma. The simple reason being, Brahma is not perceptible to our senses, to our indriyas. It is beyond our words, beyond our vision, beyond time and place. So the source that makes us realize about Brahma should also be equally powerful to convey about Brahma. So the impersonal Vedas, which are revealed as apaurusheya, which have not been created, which have not been spelled out by any human being, are the only powerful source to reveal Brahma. But Vedas and Vedanta alone do not suffice for the knowledge of Brahma. They have many ancillary texts. Only when we clearly understand these texts can we appreciate the contents of Vedas and Vedanta. These texts are known as Itihasa and Purana, and collectively their generic name is Veda Upabrahmana. Upabrahmana means ancillary texts. They augment the knowledge that we gain from the Vedas. You can assume it this way. If the Vedic texts are a study of theory, then Itihasa Purana can be termed as practical subjects. Theory and practicals together give us the right knowledge. Amongst those Itihasas and Puranas, we know some. There may be many, countless. But yet, 2 Itihasas and 18 Puranas are very, very popular. The 2 Itihasas, which are epics in Bharata Desha, are Sri Ramayana and Mahabharata. Ramayana is the story, the narration of Ramakatha, and Mahabharata about Pancha Pandavas and Krishna. The other section is Puranas. There are 18 Puranas. They are categorized as Sattvika Purana, Rajasa Purana and Tamasa Purana. There are 6 in each section. 6 Sattvika Puranas, 6 Rajasa Puranas and lastly 6 Tamasa Puranas. All these Puranas were propounded by none other than the four-headed creator, Brahma. He taught it to the son, Vasishtha. Vasishtha to his son, Shakti. சக்தி டு ஹிஸ் சன் பராசரன், பராசரன் டு ஹிஸ் சன் வேதவியாசன். வேதவியாசருக்கு த பெயின் ஆஃப் ரீசிங் திஸ் ஆல் ஓவர் தி வேர்ல்ட் அண்ட் தட்ஸ் ஹவ் வி கெட் டு நோ அபவுட் தி புராணஸ். தீஸ் 18 புராணஸ் டாக் அபவுட் மெனி காட்ஸ். லெட் மீ இன்ட்ரோடியூஸ் எ ஸ்லோகம் டு யூ விச் சேஸ் த சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் தீஸ் புராணஸ் அக்னேயே சிவஸ்ய மகாத்மன் தாமசேஷு பிரகீர்த்தியதே ராஜசேஷு கல்பேஷு அதிகம் பிரம்மணோ விதுஹு. பிரம்மா த ஃபோர் ஹெட்டட் காட் இஸ் த சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் ராஜச புராணஸ். அக்னி த ஃபயர் காட் அண்ட் சிவா தே ஆர் த சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் தாமச புராணஸ். கமிங் டு சாத்விக புராணஸ் சாத்விகேஸ்வர கல்பேஷு மகாத்மியம் அதிகம் ஹரே தேஷ்வேவ யோக சம்சுத்தா கமிஷ்யந்தி பராந்ததே. த சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் சாத்விக புராணம் இஸ் ஹரி விஷ்ணு ஸ்ரீமத் நாராயண். ஸோ நவ் ஆஸ் யூ ஆர் கிளியர் அபவுட் த கண்டென்ட் அண்ட் த சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் சாத்விக ராஜச அண்ட் தாமச புராணம் we must also know what is the purpose of these Puranas. I read a Purana, when we read, what do I realize? What is the purpose of that specific Purana? A shloka conveys that too. Sattikaha mokshadaha proktaha. Sattika Purana reaches us to moksha. Moksha is liberation. And after which we are not in the cycles of birth and death. Sattikaha mokshadaha. The knowledge about the six Sattika Puranas reaches to Sri Vaikuntha, which is moksha. If we learn, if we study the Rajasa Puranas, Rajasaha swargadaha supaha, they reach us to Swarga. Swarga is Indra Bhumi. It is the third world. We are in the first world. பூமி பூ சுவா பூ புவா சுவா மகா ஜன தபா சத்யம். தெர் ஆர் செவன் வேர்ல்ஸ் அபவ் அண்ட் தெர் ஆர் செவன் வேர்ல்ஸ் பிலோ. த தேர்ட் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் த வேர்ல்ட் ஆஃப் இந்திர வேர் வி ஃபைண்ட் த டான்சர்ஸ் பிரம்மா திலோத்தமா ஊர்வசி மேனகா அண்ட் இட் இஸ் பிளிஸ். இட்ஸ் நாட் அ பர்மனன்ட் பிளிஸ் பட் அப்கோர்ஸ் when compared to the happiness and pleasure of this material bhumandala, it is of course much superior. All those who have saved punyam, as a result of punyam, they reach swarga. By the knowledge of the Rajasa Puranas, you are led to swarga. Now coming to the Tamasa Purana, Tathaiva Tamasa Devi Niraya Prapti Vetavaha. Tathaiva, similarly, Tamasa Purana reaches to Naraka. So learning the Tamasa Purana, we reach to Naraka. By the Rajasa Purana, we are left with Swarga. By the Sattvika Purana, we reach Vaikuntham, from where there is no point of return at all. So let us now zero in on the six Puranas and not on the 18. Do we want to go to Naraka or Swarga or Vaikuntham? Many may like to go to Swarga. Some would be prepared to, some would be eager to reach Sri Vaikuntha. So, we have also reduced our content. From the 18 Puranas, we have seen and taken 6 Puranas, which are the Sattvika Puranas. Out of the Sattvika Puranas, 6, we are going to deal with only one Purana, which is Sri Vishnu Purana. Why so? Why not the other side? Why Vishnu Purana? The sloka which I recited at the beginning would give you the meaning and the reason for that. Vedeshu Paurusham Suttam Dharma Shastreshu Manavam Bharate Bhagavad Gita Puraneshu Cha Vaishnavam. This sloka talks about the essence of some texts. Vedeshu Paurusham Suttam. Vedas are two parts. They are large. We don't have that time to study all. Instead, if you study through the Purusha Sutta, then that gives you the essence of all the Vedas. Vedeshu Paurusham Sutta. As Kusha Sutra is the most important section of Vedas, Dharma Shastreshu Manavam. There are many Dharma Shastras that talk about the virtues and values of earth. Vedeshu Paurusham Sutra, Dharma Shastreshu Manavam. Out of all those Dharma Shastras, Manu Dharma Shastra is the most important. Yadvai Manu Ravadadu Tad Heshajam. The Vedas themselves tell us that Yadvai Manu Ravadadu, whatever Manu advises you, just follow it. Do not question. Tad Heshajam. That is the best medicine for this life. Whether to lead a life here or to listen to what there, Manu has the right medicine in space. Yadvai Manu Ravadadu Tad Heshajam. So Manu Dharma Shastra is the most important section of all the Dharma Shastras. Vedeshu Paurusham Sutra, Dharma Shastreshu Manavam, Bharate Bhagavad Gita. Mahabharata has 125,000 verses, 125,000 verses. We don't have so much of time or dedication or devotion to learn all that. Instead, Vedavyasa himself sealed all those. He churned the milk of Upanishads and gave us the essence of essence as Mahabharata. He again churned Mahabharata and gave us again the essence Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavate Bhagavad Gita. If you churn of 125,000 verses, we get 700 verses. If you can't even study through those 700 verses, then there is one verse. Taradharman Parityajya, Mamevam Saranam Vraja, Ahamtva Sarvapapebhyo Mokshayishyami. Masitaha, that makes it too simple. So Mahabharata is the essence of Vedas and Gita is the essence of Mahabharata. Similarly, so we are seeing three examples of Vedeshu Paurusham Suktam, Dharma Shastreshu Manavam, Bharate Bhagavad Gita, Puraneshu Vaishnavam. Out of all the Puranas, Vishnu Purana is the essence. As it's a complete Purana. It has all the marks in totality of a Purana. What are the marks of a Purana? What is it supposed to contain? You must of course know that. Sargasya, Pratisargasya, Vamsho, Manvantaranicha, Vamsanucharitanchedi, Purana Panchalakshanam. These five are the marks of a Purana. Sargasya, a Purana must talk about creation. How this world has got created. Pratisargasya, how this word gets absorbed back. It's known as pralaya, laya. Sargasya, pratisargasya, vamsha, all the stories about Surya Vamsa and Chandra Vamsa, about the Sun dynasty and the Moon dynasty, vamsha, manmantaranicha, many manus, they're all kings. Swayambhuva manu, Rojisha manu, Kamasa manu, Rajasa manu, Swagosita manu. All these Manus rule over this kingdom of 14 worlds. All the stories related to those Manus and their reigns must be explained in the Purana. Vamsaha Manvantaranicha. Vamsaham Charitanchedi. Lastly, all the related stories. They may not be the mainstream of stories. There may be many related stories as it is a non-detailed study. So all those stories must also be included. Sargasya about creation. Pratisargasya about absorption. Vamshaha about Surya Vamsha and Chandra Vamsha. Manvantaranicha about the rule of Manus, the emperors. Lastly, the related stories. So these five must be found in any Purana. Some Puranas, we don't find them completely. So they are all not total Puranas, not a Purna Purana. Whereas Bhagavata Mahapurana and Sri Vishnu Purana are total in all these aspects. Both the Puranas are Kartika Puranas. So out of them, we have chosen for our discussion Sri Vishnu Purana. Vishnu Purana is revered as Purana Ratnam. Ratnam is a precious gem. Purana Ratnam is a precious gem out of all the gems of Puranas. There are three Ratnams we must of course know. One is Stotra Ratnam, another is Mantra Ratnam, and the third is Purana Ratnam. There are many Stotras which our Purvacharyas, our Purushottamas have authored. You may have learnt about கத்யத்ரயம் ஆஃப் பகவத் ராமானுஜர், ஸ்ரீ ரங்கராஜஸ்தவம் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ பராசர பட்டர், ஸ்ரீ குணரத்ன கோஷம் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ பராசர பட்டர், பஞ்சஸ்தவம் ஆஃப் பூரேஷ, ஆல் த 28 ஸ்தோத்ரம்ஸ் ஆஃப் வேதாந்த தேசிகா, ஹயக்ரீவ ஸ்தோத்ரம், சுதர்சனாஷ்டகம், தயாசதகம், ஆல் தோஸ் ஸ்தோத்ரம். ஸோ தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் ஸ்தோத்ரம்ஸ், பட் ஆல் த ஸ்தோத்ரம்ஸ் ஃபைனலி கன்வினேட் டு ஒன் ஸ்தோத்ரம், which is authored by Sri Ramanacharya, known as Alavanda. It's known as Sotta Ratanam. Ratanam stands for a diamond, a tertiary gem. Sotta Ratanam, Yamunacharya's word, Sotta Ratanam, is the most precious diamond of all the Sotras. Let's go to the second one, Sotta Ratanam. Other is Mantra Ratanam. We have many, many mantras. Mantra, the meaning is, மந்தாரம் திராயதேதி மந்திரா. மந்திரம் இஸ் அ பேசேஜ் தட் ப்ரொடெக்ட்ஸ் ஆல் தோஸ் ஹூ சாண்டட். இஃப் ஐ சாண்ட் த பேசேஜ் அண்ட் தட் பேசேஜ் தட் சாண்டிங் ப்ரொடெக்ட்ஸ் மீ, தென் தட் இஸ் கால்ட் அஸ் மந்திரம். வி நோ அபவுட் திருமந்திரம், த அஷ்டாட்சரி ஓம் நமோ நாராயணாய. இட் இஸ் மந்திர பிகாஸ் இட் ப்ரொடெக்ட்ஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ சாண்ட்ஸ் இட். மந்தாரம் திராயதே இதி மந்திரா, தென் ஹி கவுண்ட்லெஸ் மந்திரா. But the most important mantra is Dvaya Maha Mantra. In Shiva Yukta Sampradaya, when we go to an Acharya and get Pancha Samskaram administered, it's very, very important for us to note this. Pancha Samskaram is, there are five things that get administered on us. We become eligible only after that to perform Puja to Shivan Narayana. This is right beginning from administering the insignia, the divine parts of the discus, which is known as Tapa. An Acharya, he has the divine parts and the discus of Tirumal made in a small rod with a mold he has it in his hand, and he fires that mold and offers that insignia to us. We show our four arm talents and get that administered. That establishes a relationship between Narayana and this new disciple. It also establishes the relationship between this disciple and Bhagavad Ramacharya. So this is Pancha Samskara. So when we go to an Acharya, he offers Pancha Samskara, and one of the Samskara is learning about the three secret mantras, Tirumantram, Dvayam and Charana Sloka. Tirumantram is Om Namo Narayana. Dvay Mahamantra is ஸ்ரீமதே நாராயணாய நமஹ. பிஃபோர் தட் ஸ்ரீமந்த் நாராயண சரணம் சரணம் பிரபத்தி, தென் ஸ்ரீமதே நாராயணாய நமஹ. திஸ் இஸ் நோன் அஸ் த்வய மகாமந்திர, அண்ட் திஸ் இஸ் த கிங், திஸ் இஸ் த மோஸ்ட் பிரெஷியஸ் ஜெம் ஆஃப் ஆல் த மந்திரஸ். வாட் எவர் யூ நீட் இன் திஸ் லைஃப் வுட் பி கிராண்டட் பை த்வய மகாமந்திர. ஸோ அவுட் ஆஃப் த மந்திரஸ் த்வயம் இஸ் த மோஸ்ட் பிரெஷியஸ். ஸோ திஸ் நோன் அஸ் த்வய மந்திர ரத்தம். Out of all the stotrams, stotra ratnam is the most precious gem. Similarly, out of all the puranas, purana ratnam, Sri Vishnu Purana is revealed as purana ratnam. So we are here to learn about the purana ratnam. Sahovaja vyasa paradatya. Why is this purana so important? It's important because of its author. Author is Sri Parashara Maharishi. We all chant this song daily. That is Vyasa, Vasishtha Nattara, Shakte Pautrama Dalmasham, Parasaratmajam Vande, Sukatatam Taponitin. This talks about the glory of Vedavyasa. Vedavyasa's lineage is explained in this sloka. Brahma, Vasishtha, Shakti, Parasara, Vyasa, Shuka. No one is inferior to anybody in this lineage. You can't find such a glorious lineage. If I had someone like this, then I would be unparalleled. All the rishis were unparalleled. All these rishis have authored works which have been helpful for the upliftment of the downtrodden human beings. So Parashara Maharishi is the grandson of Vasishtha. Vasishtha's son was Shakti, Shakti's son is Parashara. Then on it continued. His son was Vedavyasa and lastly it was Shukracharya. In some families, we find that a person is very, very wanted. He is very intelligent, or he is very rich, or he is very entrepreneurial. Whatever his name is due to, his parents, or his grandparents, or someone else may be well known due to his son or daughter. Here in this lineage, both sides, Vedavyasa and Parasara, stand to gain. Whether it is through the people who produces us or the successors, both ways, Parasara Maharishi is revered. So Parasara authors here. In what context? Parasara Maharishi clarified the doubts of Maitreya, his disciple. The whole of Vishnu Purana is a narration of the conversation between Maitreya and Parasara. Maitreya continuously questions. He was eager to get clarified. So he questioned. Parasara Maharishi gave replies to all. When you question and get a reply, and this must be between two noble souls, very revered people, when they are in conversation, we will certainly get a sandra. Keshava and Arjuna, they communicated. We got Bhagavad Gita. Vaisampayana and Janamedaya, they were conversing. We got Mahabharata. Narada and Valmiki were communicating. We got Sri Ramayana. Nammadvar and Madhuravi Advar, they conversed. We got Tiruvayur. If we do talk, what do we get? They were all noble souls. Namana Vijay Krishna Bhagavan. It's only gossip between people. There are noble souls, they never gossip. Even if they gossip, that turns out to be very, very Shastrartha. Because for them, any common talk also is so great. They are not used to this common talk at all. They are used to talk only about Brahma and not other material things. Sahovadavyasa, Parasarya. Whatever Vedavyasa talks, or whatever Parasara talks, whatever they preach, it is just acceptable to us. When we are in trouble, whom do we seek? Whom do we resort to get clarified? I will go to a person who is quite close to me, who is intimate to me, and a person who is knowledgeable, who himself must be wise first of all. If not, I won't go to him for getting clarification. Thirdly, I must believe that the person is my well-wisher. That's very, very important. If he is going to confuse me, I will not go to him at all. So I need to go to a well-wisher, and he must be wise enough, and he must be close to me. There may be many well-wishers or people who are revered, but I must know them. If not, they are not accessible to me at all. Now, all the three, these three preferences are with Vedavyasa and with Parasara, because their only objective is to uplift human beings. They don't expect anything in return. They don't preach for money. They don't preach for fame. They don't preach for that somebody will become my disciple, then on I will become famous. They don't do anything for these things. Their only purpose is to spread the message of divinity. That is their purpose. Because in turn, their requirements are very, very minimal. They didn't want to. They often fasted. They never slept for many days. They were only performing austerity measures. So their purpose was to uplift us. That's how we believe in Parasara, that here is something which will guide me in the right way. He is my well-wisher, let me believe. Yamunacharya, in his Tottara Ratana, offers his prostrations in his initial slokas to Parasara Maharshi, the author of Vishnu Purana. He says, Tatvenayaha, Chidatidishwara Tatsabhava, Bhogapavardhada Dubaya Dati Udara, Sandarasayan Niramimita Purana Ratana, Tasmai Namaha, Munivaraya Parasaraya, Tasmai Namaha. My salutations to Munivaraya Parasaraya, the supreme of all sages, Parasara. Tasmai Namaha, Munivaraya Parasaraya. What was his contribution? Parasara's contribution was Tatvena Yaha, Chit Achit Ishwara Tatsvabhava, Bhoga Pavarga, Taduvaya Rati Udaraha. He was generous enough to well explain about the three basic realities. The realities are Chit, Achit and Ishwara. Chit, the sentient being. Achit, the insentient being. Ishwara, the controller of these two. Chit, Achit, Ishwara are the three realities, three real entities. Chit, Achit, Ishwara. Parasara clarified them so much that we won't be haunted by any doubts hereinafter. We will be clear of what we are, who we are, what is the purpose of our birth, how should we maintain our life, what should we strive for, what should be human's purpose, what should be the human end, Parashara has made all this very, very clear. So, at least at the end of this 5-day session, we must all be clear. Not only Parashara, Ramana Sakya. Whoever studies through the text of Vishnu Purana, they must also be clear. Tatvena, Yaha, Chidrin, Achidrin, Ishvara, Tatsvabhava. Parashara explains about the essential nature, the characteristics, the auspicious attributes, and all the pastimes of Brahma. He talks about the essential nature of Jivatma, the relationship of Jivatma and Paramatma, the methods available, the paths available for the Jivatma to reach Paramatma, and what does the Jivatma do? What does he experience after reaching that Paramatma? Is it bliss? Is it pain or pleasure? Where does he reach? What is the margam? The path through which he reaches? All these are explained in Vishnu Purana. We would try to cover the maximum. But I need to caution you as well as make a request to you. There are two portions in Sri Vishnu Purana. One, containing all these philosophical explanations. And two, many stories and pastimes of Rama, Varaha, Narasimha, Krishna. I don't think we will have time to cover both. We will have time to cover one. So the options are, either we go through the philosophical verses or we go through all the pastimes. The second would be very, very sweet, very, very pleasurable and very simple to listen to. You can relax and listen. But the first would not be that simple. It is going to be difficult. And I leave the second portion for some other lecturer when he comes here. I am going to deal with the first portion because that's more difficult. Whatever is more difficult is what, let's answer them first. Whatever is easier, we will keep it for later. But of course, I won't leave, yet miss all the second portion. We will blend as much as possible. If not, I know the next day you won't be here. Let's have a blend of both here. But however, it will be predominantly the philosophical piece. So you have to pay rapt attention if you have to leave, carry some message home. If not, you will listen to, things are very, very volatile. It will not speak to us when you go back home. When you go home and start to recollect, you may only, you can recollect many, many words which I told you, but nothing will be forgotten, nothing will be forgotten if need be. So you need to be attentive because these are some very, very subtle concepts which we need to understand. Parashara is very well known for explaining them. We will explain them very well first. But unless you are attentive, it's going to be difficult. So, tattvena yaha, chidatiti ishvara, tatsvabhava bhogavavartata divaya, gati udanaha. There are totally 400,000 shlokas in all the 18 Puranas together. We don't have the time. We don't have the shakti even to go through all those shlokas. So, these rishis were kind enough to give us the essence. Out of Vishnu Purana, which has 6,000 shlokas, we may hardly deal with about, even if you take about 10 shlokas a day, it's going to be 50-60 shlokas. So we can deal with about a person, 1% of the 6,000 shlokas. Let's try to do at least 10. So this is Triratnam, Samanya, Vishesha, Prashna. This all begins with the implicit questioning of Maitreya Bhagavan. Maitreya questions to Parashara. Parashara replies. Whenever you raise a question, it must be a common question. Question must never be specific. Dharmaputra, question Bhishmacharya, Kinekam Devatam Loke Vimbhavyekam Parayana, Tuvantak Kankamachanta Prapniyur Manavashivam, Kodharma Shada Dharmanam Avatat Paramomata, Kinjapan Muchade Yantu Jemma Samsara Nandanar. All the 6 questions were very, very common. Taha, Taha, Kim, Ko. This is common question. When I reach this city, I have completely stunned. I question here, who is the most learned in this city? This is a common question. Instead, I already decided that here is a person well known to me. So I want to declare him as the most learned. So I frame my question accordingly. I ask my friend, is Ramaswami Iyengar the most learned or not? This question is not common. The question itself is specific. If you raise a common question, you will get a true reply. If you raise a specific question, you won't get a true reply. Then the reply will be, yes, this is like an advocate, a counsel training his witness. and the friends. Is it true that you came there today? This is a common person. I hope you didn't come there today. It's a specific person. So if the counsel asks the evidence, I hope you are not there today, then the evidence has to answer, yes, I was not there. If the counsel asks for it, I think you were there that day, which would mean that I have to give an affirmative reply. So this is not the way to question and get an answer. Question must be very, very calm. It must be general. Only then you can expect the truth to come out of the person, the learner. So that's how Dharmaputra questions, Ko dharma sarva dharmanam. Of all the dharmas which you know, Ko Bhishmacharya, which is the most important, which is the most useful dharma which I can follow. Madhuri Advas questions, Namadva, Satyatin Vaitu Siriyad Grandhadya, Satyatin Engayakadakum. This was again a common question. Arjuna questions to Krishna in the beginning of the first chapter. Yachareyasyam Nishitam Bhuhitam Me, Shishyatevam Shadimam Pam Prabhatam. Kindly consider me as your disciple. I am confused. Whatever is good to me, kindly please. Arjuna did not specify, can you teach me Kama Yoga? Can you let me in Bhakti Yoga? That is not the question. If that was the question, then it is not a true question at all. It is not an open question. Maitreya also begins with a very common question. Let's go through the question and the answer given by Parashara Rishi. Before that, I will have to introduce you one great personality. He was known as Vishnu Chitta. There are many, many commentaries to Vishnu Purana. There are some commentaries based on Advaita Sampradaya. There is one commentary based on Vishishta Advaita Sampradaya. There is another commentary based on Dvaita Sampradaya. Vishishta Advaita Sampradaya's commentary was authored by Vishnu Chitta, otherwise popularly known as Engaladuvan. Vishnu Chitta wrote the Vishishta Advaita commentary. Then Advaita commentary is known as Dattatreya. Once followed by the name Dattatreya, he wrote a Vaidic commentary. Advaita commentary is Chitshukiyam, Shidhariyam, Ratnagarbhiyam. Chitshukiyam, Shidhariyam and Ratnagarbhiyam. They are based on the philosophy of Advaita. Dattatreyam is based on the philosophy of Dvaita. Vishnuchittiyam is based on the philosophy of Vishishta Advaita. So these are some of the commentaries which we know of. Aktarasam, Manadam Ratnam, Thiram, Bhogyam, Prakashakam, Mahatham Mangaram Manyam, Suraksham, Vigraham, Dranam. So this Vishnu Purana has everything housed in it. It is for us to open and flip through the pages to get to know what it reveals to us, what it communicates to us. Now we change the theme to a forest. Parasara Maharshi is seated in his yogic pasture. Maitreya goes to the river, has a holy dip, comes close by to his master, prostrates before his master and starts questioning. Narayanam, Namaskritya, Narancheva Narottamam, Devim Saraswati Vyasam, Tatojayam Veerage. Narayanam, Namaskritya. Let us begin this study of this work. Narayanam, Namaskritya. By paying obeisances to Lord Narayana. Narancheva Narottamam, Devim Saraswati Vyasam, Tatojayam Veerage. Let's prostrate before Devi Saraswati. Vyasacharya, Vyasa, Tato Jayam Dhirayetu, for being victorious in the study of Brahma. We are here to study about the Brahma. Supa Uvacha, Parasharam Munivaram, Krita Paurvandika Kriyam. The Munivaram, the supreme sage Parashara, he had completed all his daily anusthanas on that particular day. On the day when Maitreya approached Parashara, Parashara had completed his daily routine. He was sitting in his yogic posture. Maitreya paripaprachya pranipatya abhivadya cha. If I go and ask some questions to my acharya, if I am inquisitive to know, then there is a method in which I can approach. I can't do it as per my whims and fancies. Paripraccha tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti devjnana jnaninaha tattvadarshinaha. Gita Acharya Krishna in Gita says, O Arjuna, follow a proper method. There must be a protocol when you approach an Acharya. Tad vidhi pranipatena, go prostrate before him. Pariprasnena, go around him. Pratakshana namaskaradigal is what we know of. So you need to sattananda reading once, offer your namaskaram, or if prasnena sherila, serve him for 6 months before raising your head. Is it going to be possible? You need to serve for 6 months or fast for 1 month. If you have to question an acharya and he will reply you only if you fast. He will reply you only if you serve for 6 months. We are not telling. He won't find anybody to question at all. He wants an answer. He won't answer. If he does not answer, he would say, he was not fortunate to answer. It's not that my misfortune that I didn't get an answer. It is his misfortune that he was not fortunate enough to answer me. So this is today. Whereas in earlier days, Tadditi, Pranipadena, Pariprasnena Sevaya, Upadekshan Te Jnana, these acharyas will bless you with knowledge. Te Jnana, Jnanaha, Tattva Darishana. Krishna advises to Dharmaputra. Oh, Dharmaputra, go and take advice from Bhishmacharya. Dharmaputra said, you are there, why should I go to human being? You are the one who preached Gita to me. Krishna said, no, here in Apta, I am not going to preach anything. I committed this mistake for once and I will not commit the mistake again. I have tried preaching, but nobody is willing to listen. I have left that responsibility to the noble scholars now. I won't talk about me anymore. If you talk about me, that becomes boasting about myself. It is self-praising, which nobody is willing to believe. Instead, left to a scholar, he would establish Brahma. He would establish Sanatana Dharma. Instead of Brahma crying for himself, it is better all the devotees cry on his behalf. Vipne Rokantana Tade Jnanani Alpi Bhavishyanti. Krishna advises Dharmaputra, if Bhishmacharya departs from this material world, it will be the end of Jnana. You won't find Jnana or Bhakti in this world anymore. Vipne Rokantana Tade Jnanani Alpi Bhavishyanti. So it is imperative for all of us to reach an acharya and request all our doubts to him. He will clarify. Maitreya Paripavracha Pranipatya Abhivadyachas Maitreya questions Parasara Maharishi Tattohi Veda Atyayanam Adhita Makiram Guru Dharmashastrani Karvani Tathangani Yathakramam Tattatadam Nishrekta Mamanyena Akritashramam. O Nishrekta, by your grace, I have completed learning all the Shastras. But I still have a doubt lingering in my mind. Can I raise that question to you? Getting the permission of the Acharya Parasara, Maitreya raises the first question. Yanmayancha Jagat Brahman Yatasetatu Sarasana Leenamasi Yata Yatra Layameshyati Yatra Cha. I need to explain the question first before going to the answer. In our studies, questions are okay. We easily understand that. But answers are difficult. But in philosophy, the question itself is very difficult. Unless you realize the question rightly, we won't be able to relate the answer to the question. Yam mayancha jagat brahman yadastetatu charasara. This is a question about the existence, creation, absorption and sustenance of this world. This world is created. We are all there. We are all functioning here. And we know about our fathers, forefathers, grandfathers, forefathers, all of them. And we also are aware that we are going to have many more in our lineage, in our parampara, in our family. All this, how were we all created? How are we being sustained? Will we ever die or not? And after that, where do we reach? What is absorption? What is pralaya? What is lion? What's creation? And what triggers all this? Why is it triggered? Why is that we are all created? So creation is the first subject in Vishnu Purana. Vishnu Purana is categorized into 6 amshas. Prathamamsa, Dvitiyamsa, Tritiyamsa, Chaturthamsa, Panchamamsa and the last Shaktiyamsa. Shadamsa. So these 6 are the amshas. Amshas are, you can call them as chapters or cantos. As we call in Mahabharata, we divide as Parva and Adhyaya. In Ramayana, as Kanda and Sarga. In Tiruvayuri, as Pattu and Tiruvayuri. Similarly, this Vishnu Purana is divided into Amsha and Adhyaya. So if we number them, 1.2.3, what does it refer to? First Amsha, second Adhyaya, third Shloka. If I write 1, 2, 3, that refers to first Kamsa, second Adhyaya, third Shloka. This is how we need to relate the numbers that are given besides the side of the Shlokas. So the first question is, Yanvayancha Jagat Brahmand, Yadaschaitadhi Charachara, Chara, Achara, all that move, Chara, Achara, all that do not move, all that are fixed. This whole universe is full of Chara and Achara. Yanvayancha Jagat Brahmand, Yadaschaitadhi Charachara, Yanvayam is, what are all the Chara and Achara, the whole of this universe made of? Yanvayam. I'll explain. Definition is different from explanation. Definition is a right meaning. Explanation is to make us understand. But explanation alone would not suffice. If you suddenly ask me, who are you? I would have said, I am Krishna. I am 48 years old. I am 5'10" Swami. I didn't ask for any explanation about you. Can I define you? I don't know. How to define myself? I must say, I am an Atman. Can I define an Atman? How to define an Atman? In many cases, we will be perplexed if asked to define something. But definition is very, very important. Unless we define a concept or a thing, we cannot explain it all. Without defining, how to explain? If you stop with explanation, then you won't understand the right meaning. Yan Mayam, it means, what is all this universe made of? I'll give you an example. This ring, I'm wearing ring. Yan Mayam, this ring is made up of Swarna. Then we can call this ring as Swarnamayam Modinam. This is a ring which is Swarnamayam. There is a saffron cloth here, and this is Silkmaya. It is a Chelamaya. Chela is silk and cloth. So it's Chelamaya. And if I talk about this microphone, what is Lohamaya? It's made of iron. So it is Ironmaya, Lohamaya. I am wearing a dhoti, and this is whatever it is, punji, thread, or cloth, maya. I say an earthen pot, a mud pot, it is murinmaya. Murdu is mud. Murinmaya is made of mud. So this mayam pratyaya, this maya stands for, what is the whole made of? So the charachara, what is it made of? Yanmayanta jagat brahmand, yatakketadu characharam. This world is made up of what? We may be wondering here. This world is not one to be made up of some one object. As clocks are made up of threads, book is made of pages, paper, microphone is made of iron, this silken cloth is made of silk, this whole mandapa is made up of bread, water, or whatever it is, this carpet, you, me, so many. We are all made up of individual karana. Karana is the cause. We are all the effects. So from a cause, an effect is created. For each effect, there is a different cause. There cannot be one cause for all. I hope you are with me. Every set of objects can have one cause. But not all objects, not all effects can have a single cause. Because all mud pots can have mud as their cause. All our clothes can have thread as their cause. All the ornaments can have either silver or gold at their cost. Now going back, going down, a further step down, is there a common cause for all these causes? Thread was a cause, mud was a cause, swarna, gold was a cause, your brick mortar was a cause. Is there a cause for all these? It's very difficult because these are all very, very heterogeneous things. They are not homogeneous at all. What all we talked earlier, whatever is the effect of mud, they are not homogeneous. They form on the same domain. Whereas we are talking about causes which are totally different. Can there be one cause for all these causes? If so, what is the cause? The knowledge of that cause will make you understand all the effects. There is a common saying. Karana jnanadu karya jnanam. Karana jnana. A realization, knowledge about karana will make it very, very easy to appreciate all the karyas. If you know the karana, if you know the cause, karya is very simple to understand. If I know all the qualities of gold, I can easily understand all the ornaments. If I know the qualities of mud, I can easily understand the qualities of a pot. So karana jnana becomes very important. More so, there is an added attraction to this. The Shastra says, if at all you want to reach the Sivai Guntam, you need to meditate. meditate on what? On whom? Karanantu Kheya. Your subject of meditation must be the Jagat Karanam. Whoever is the cause for this entire universe, meditate on him, he will receive moksha. Now my job is to search the Karanam. Who is the Karanam? Because the Shastras advise me to meditate on the Karanam. I need to get to know about a Karanam. The same problem it arose between two individuals, the father and a son. Father was Uddhava, son was Svetaketu. This episode is narrated in Samyogya Upanishad. Upanishads are very, very interesting stories in there. You think that Upanishad is beyond comprehension. It's not so at all. They are very, very simple, provided you want to study them. Finally, eagerness matters. My devotion to learn matters. If I am not devoted, you won't even learn to do this work. If I am devoted, you can even realize Brahma. It's that devotion, the interest and the time that you can dedicate that matters. So Svetaketu was the son. He went to Gurukula once. He completed it for total 12 years. He came back by the side. On seeing the son, father realized that he is yet to study in total. He came to know that this boy has to learn more. Let me ask him about his knowledge. So he questions his son. Udata Mahadesham Apraksha Yena Asrutam Sutam Bhavati Amatam Madam Avijnatam Vijnatam. Oh my son, Svetaketu, you look glorious, but I don't think you have realized the ultimate. Udata Mahadesham Apraksha. Did you realize that Karana, the knowledge of which will suffice, the knowledge of which will fulfill all your unfulfilled wishes? If you know once, that would mean that you have known all. If you do not know that, that would mean that you know nothing. The son was bewildered. He thought, is there an object, first of all, entered in this world, that I know about that, then everything else is known. If I fail to know that, nothing is known. Whatever I know, it's a waste. But if I know that one thing, then whatever I don't know, it does not matter at all. Then know the whole thing. Is there first an object like that? The son questioned his father. Father said, yes, there is. Did your acharya not tell you about that? The son replied, my acharya was quite intimate to me. As he has not pleased me, I don't think I have understood that. You have pleased me. But I request you, poor idiot father, to clarify his doubt. If it was my son, you would have told that teacher was ignorant of it. That's why he did not tell me. Unfortunately, it was not so. It was very true. So Svetaketu replied to his father, can you teach me about that? Then the father clarified, yatha ekena mrutpindena sarvam mrimayam vijnatam syat. Ekena mrutpindena, a ball of mud or clay, the knowledge of a ball of clay will make you realize all the products of clay. The knowledge about gold will make you knowledgeable about all products of gold. The knowledge of a thread will make you knowledgeable about all products of a thread. Similarly, is there a karana? Is there a cause for that thread, mud, gold, iron? Because these are known as karanas themselves in this world. They don't have a karana. Is there a karana? If there was such a karana, then the knowledge of it, the knowledge of that karana, would facilitate the knowledge of all the karyas, all the effects. Is there a karana? And the acharya, father replied, yes, that is Brahman. So Brahman is the jagat karana vastu. Karana Brahman. Brahman is the cause for this entire universe. We are all created from Brahman. We are all made up of Brahman. We are all absorbed into Brahman. We are all sustained by Brahman. And this is the question. Yamayam sir. Is this universe made up of what? Yamayam. This universe is made up of what? Jagat Brahman. Yatatesari Sarasaram. Well, which is the cause? This is made up of what? Which is the cause of this universe? Now this question has three sub-questions in this. We must very much realize that. I won't bore you much. It's going to be another 20 minutes or so by the time I complete this. Once you know this, then things are going to be very, very simple after that. So we have to know about three causes. There are three causes in this material world. They are Upadana Karana, Nimitta Karana and Sahakari Karana. Upadana Karana is the material cause. Nimitta Karana is the efficient cause. Sahakari Karana is the cooperative cause. There are three causes. I'll give you an example. When a potter makes a mud pot. He needs mud first of all to make that pot clay, and the clay is upadana. Whatever is the pot made of, whatever is an object made of, that's the upadana karana. And the definition for upadana karana is that which changes to be the end product is the upadana karana for the end product. So the Tamil Nadu Sarvam Chonnal, yedi yedvaha maadugaradho, adu adarku upadana karana. இது உடனே நம்பே எது எதுவாக மாறுகிறதோ ஐ ஹாவ் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் அண்ட் தட் டிரான்ஸ்ஃபார்ம்ஸ் டு பி அனதர் தட் கிவ்ஸ் பர்த் டு அனதர் அண்ட் டு தட் எஃபெக்ட் டு தட் ப்ராடக்ட் தி ஒரிஜினல் ரா மெட்டீரியல் இஸ் தி உபாதான காரணம் இன் சிம்பிளர் டேர்ம்ஸ் யூ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் அஸ் ரா மெட்டீரியல் பட் நெவர் சாஸ்திரிக் டேர்ம்ஸ் கேன் பி ஆல்டர்னேட்டட் தி கேன் பி சப்ஸ்டிட்யூட்டட் அட் ஆல் ஸோ இட்ஸ் உபாதான காரணம் இட் இஸ் த ரா மெட்டீரியல் For example, mud is the material for an earthen pot. Thread is cotton, is the material for this cloth. Swarana, gold, is the material for my chain. So these are all upadana karanas. The second essence is of material cost. And the second karana is nimitta karana, the efficient cost. That is the potter. To make a pot, you need a potter or not. To make a ring or a chain, do you need a goldsmith or not? To weave a cloth, we need a weaver or not? So the weaver, the person who decides to make a product, is the nishta karana. And that person must be knowledgeable. That person must be sentient. Upadana karana can be insentient. Nimitta karana must necessarily be sentient. Sorry, because in this example, in the very example which we have taken, mud has no knowledge. Potter has knowledge. So the potter decides that I am going to make a pot out of mud. The person who vows, who promises, who desires, he is the one sankalpa shakti. He has a sankalpa shakti. So he is the efficient cause, which is the nimitta karana. And there is a third cause to all this, the danta and chakra. There is a wheel which the potter has and a long stick which he has. He places mud on the fulcrum of the wheel and rotates the wheel with this long rod. So this rod and the wheel help in making a pot. So these are known as sahakari karana, the cooperative causes. So the cooperative cause is sahakari karana, the material cause is upadana karana. One who decides to make a product is the efficient karana, which is nimitta karana. So sahakari, nimitta and upadana karana. I hope there is no confusion with this. Upadana is it is going to be confused when I take it to Brahman. There is no confusion here when we talk about parts and other things. It is very, very clear. But when we approach Brahman, we will all get confused. It is upadana karana, sahakari karana and nimitta karana for all of us, for this entire universe, whether it is for this microphone or this book or my body or me, for anything in this earth or this universe, Brahman is the upadana karana, nimitta karana and sahakari karana. All these three karanas are Brahman. This is going to be the reply to Parashara Rishi. So Maitreya question, yamayam jagat Brahman, yatashchetati characharam, which is the nimitta karana, which is the upadana karana, leenamasi yata yatra, layameshati yatra cha. Leenamasi in earlier, in the past, where were all these got absorbed? Where were these created objects absorbed? Leenamasi yata yatra, layameshati. In the future, where are all these going to be absorbed? So from where they were created? By whom are they being sustained? Where do they get absorbed? So these are three now. We are going to know about another three. We already know three. Upadana karana, nimitta karana, sahakari karana. Let me talk about another three karana. That is Shruti karana, Sthiti karana and Laya karana. Shruti karana is karana for creation. Sthiti karana, the karana for sustaining, for sustenance, that's protection. Lastly, Laya karana, the karana for absorption. This world is created, which is the karana. This is being protected, who is the karana? This is being absorbed again, this is reused again, which is the karana. So these three are Shruti, Sthiti and Laya karana. So this is a set of karana. There is another set of three karanas, upadana, nimitta and sahakari karana. So we must know these. If it's another 6 minutes, we'll get introduced to another thing. So let's talk with this system. It is Upadana Nimitta Sahakari, and on the other hand, Sriti Siti Antatkarana. Kambanattalvai, son, Kambanamaya. He says, Ulaham Yavayu, Tam Ulavastalu, Nelekalutalu, Nikalu, Ningala, Anakita, Vrayar, Kurayar, Kalaivar, Annava Kesaran, Angade, Ulavastalum, Ulaham Yavayu, Tam Ulavastalu, Nelekalutalu, Nikalu, Ulavastal is creation, Nelekalutal is sustenance, Nikal is absorption. உலகம் யாவையும் தாம் உளவாக்கலும் நிலவெடுத்தலும் நீச்சலும் ராமானுஜா என் பெடரிட்டரி வர்ஸ் ஸ்ரீ பாஷன் மங்கள ஸ்லோகம் ஈசே அகில புவன ஜன்ம தேம பங்க ஜன்ம காஸ்ட் ஆஃப் கிரியேஷன் தேம இஸ் காஸ்ட் ஆஃப் சஸ்டெய்னிங் பங்க இஸ் காஸ்ட் ஆஃப் அப்சார்ப்ஷன் தேம ஜன்ம பங்க ஆதி வீரே விரத விவித பூத புராதலட்சே கலீச்சே சோ ஹியர் இஸ் ஒன் பிரம்மம் which is the karana for all. So Maitreya question, Leenamasi yata yatra, Layameshati yatra cha. How did all these beings come into force? How did Surya, how was he created? How was Chandra created? How am I created? Yat pramanan bhutani, devaninan cha kamtavam, samudra patatanan cha, kamthanan cha yata bhuvahat. How was earth created? How was ether created? When was fire created? When was Jala, water created, when was all these things created? I see many animals, I see insects, I see birds, I see amphibians, I see insentient, sentient. How were all these created? And who created them? From where did they all take birth? Who is the one who sustains them? All these questions are already replied in Upanishad. In Taittiriya Upanishad, it says that, Yadova imani bhutani jayante, yena jatani jivanti. Yet prayanta visam visanti, tat vijignyasaswa, tat brahmeti. Can you identify Brahma? Upanishad identifies Brahma. Tat brahmeti, this is Brahma. And which is Brahma? Yatova imani bhutani jayante. Imani bhutani. Whatever you are able to visualize, whatever you are able to see, imani bhutani, yataha jayante, from where all these people, that is Brahma. யதோவா இமானி பூதானி ஜாயந்தே ஏன ஜாதானி ஜீவந்தி பை ஹூம் ஆல் த கிரியேட்டட் கெட் சஸ்டெயின் ஏன ஜாதானி ஜீவந்தி யத் பிரயந்தி டு ஹூம் ஆல் தீஸ் கெட் அப்சார்ப் சோ ஃப்ரம் ஹூம் வி ஆர் ஆல் பார்ன் பை ஹூம் வி ஆர் ஆல் ப்ரொடெக்டட் டு ஹூம் வி ஆர் ஆல் அப்சார்ப் தட் இஸ் பிரம்மம் சோ தத் பிரம்மேதி வென் த சாஸ்திரா கிவ் த மார்க்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மம் வென் இட் ஐடென்டிஃபைஸ் பிரம்மம் The most important identification is Jagat Karanantam. Kindly note this point. Jagat Karanantam, the cause for this universe, is the most auspicious and the important attribute of Brahma. If you need to determine Brahma, the factor for determining Brahma would be Jagat Karanantam. So, you meditate on that Brahma, which is Jagat Karanam Brahma. Now, our responsibility is, who is the Jagat Karanantam? Now I know that Brahma is Jagat Karana. I have no doubt in that. I accept that. But who is that Brahma? Are you me? It's me? Are you? Are the child? Are this? Whoever it is. Who is that Brahma? Now Parasara is going to identify that Brahma for the benefit of Maitreya. Vishnu Sakashadu Udbhutam Jagat Tattarivachasthitam Siti Samyama Kattosav Jagatosya Jagat Chasaha. This is the simple reply given by Parasara to Maitreya. Now, the question is clear. Question is, all this universe is made up of what? So, this is the Upadana Kala. From where all these were created? By whom all these are absorbed? By whom all these are sustained? What is this? On whom should I meditate? So, these are the questions. All the questions are very, very common. Yanmayam cha, yanmayam. Of whom? To whom? This whom is not specified there. You only question who sustains, from whom, to whom, by whom. So all these are very, very general questions. But the answer should be what? The answer should not be general. Question can be general, but the answer has to be specific. If the answer is also general, then there is no point in communicating at all. You come and ask me, it's like a weather report. You come to India. மழை பெய்யலாம் பெய்யக்கூடும் பெய்யாமல் நிறையா பெய்யலாம் குறைச்சிக்கிறேன் may not rain, it may shine, it may not shine. If you say all, I ask, how would be the weather today? If you get all the answers, the question can be common, how is the weather today? But the answer has to be specific. If you wish to use it for anywhere, if it's going to shine, it's going to shower, something, maybe a specific answer. So the answer from Parashara is very, very specific. The first word which he begins is, Vishnu Sakashadu Udbhutam Jagat Tattariva Chakshetam. No mincing of words at all. Vishnu Sakashadu Udbhutam. All this universe were created from Vishnu. Vishnu Ho Sakashadu Udbhutam Jagat Tattariva Chakshetam. And the whole Jagat, this universe is sustained by him. Finally, Leenamadityata Yatra. All these are absorbed by the same Vishnu. They were all created from Vishnu, sustained by Vishnu and absorbed by Vishnu. Vishnu Sakashadu Udbhutam Jagat Tattariva Chakshetam. Siti Samyama Tattosav Jagatosya Jagat Chasaha Harsha Jagataha. To this material world, Siti Samyama Tatta Asav. Siti Katta Samyama Tatta. Siti Katta, the one who sustains. Samyama Tatta, one who absorbs. Never mention, never call Sriti, Kriti and Samharam. Samharam would not mean destruction in English. It's not destruction. It is only absorption. Brahma absorbs this material world to him. It is not that he destroys this material world. He destroys nothing. Everything exists always. One thing is about Satkaryavada. Satkaryavada is accepted by science even. Even scientists say that something is born out of something. Anything is born out of something. Nothing is born out of nothing. If there is nothing, nothing can be born out of nothing. There must be something for anything to be born out of that. So it is asatkaryavada and satkaryavada. The question is, if any object on this earth or this earth born from something or from nothing, we all would immediately think that out of nothing only something has to be born. This never happens. How can it be? If I sow the seed for cotton, then I grow cotton, I make thread, I weave this cloth, I am wearing this cloth. We may think that this cloth was not existing before, now the cloth is old. So there was no cloth before, now I have a cloth. So nothing gave birth to something. Can you conclude this? It's not possible. Because it was not nothing at all. This cloth was in a different form. It might not have been in this state or in this form, but it of course existed in some other form. Without anything existing, you cannot create anything. It all should have existed. You all have mobile phones now. They didn't exist earlier. They didn't exist earlier in this form, but ever they existed in the form of waves. What do you use for this mobile phone? It is all your frequency and the waves is just air. அதனாலதான் கடைசியில் கிளியர் தான் ஆகியாகணும். பகவான் கொடுத்த காற்றை உபயோகப்படுத்தி நம்ம மொபைல் போன் இருக்கு. யுவர் டெலிவிஷன் ஹேஸ் டு பிகம் ஃப்ரீ சம்டே, யுவர் மொபைல் ஹேஸ் டு பி ஃப்ரீ. இட் இஸ் ஆல்ரெடி ஆல்மோஸ்ட் ஃப்ரீ இன் இந்தியா. இட் இஸ் கோ பேக் தேர் இட் ஆல் ஸ்டார்டட் வித் 15 ருபீஸ் அந்த ரேட். டுடே இட் இஸ் நாட் ஈவன் 55 அந்த ரேட். பிகாஸ் ஹேர் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ. யூ ஆர் ஒன்லி யூசிங் தட் மீடியம். இஃப் யூ ஆர் யூசிங் அ ஃப்ரீ மீடியம், யூ கான்ட் சார்ஜ் ஃபார் மெனி டேஸ் ஃபார் தட். தட்ஸ் ஃப்ரீ. For anything that is free, and my mobile phone is nothing new. It existed in some other form. We have only, it's all not creation, but only invention. Invention is something there. I only bring it to life. I have the capacity to bring it to life. I brought it. I was blessed. I brought it to life. So it is Satkaryavada. Anything is born out of something that existed. Nothing is born out of nothing. If I say, nothing existed and nothing was born, what does it mean? When I say nothing existed, there must be something called nothing to exist. Only then I can mention that nothing existed. Or nothing did not exist. If you say nothing did not exist, which means something existed. So because the two negatives come. So any art was says that Udanen Udan Abarupam Urugal. Udan Alanen Abanarupam Urugal. உடன் என்ன இவகுடம் உடமை உடன் இது தகமையோடு ஒடிவிதான் பரந்தே. யூ சே பிரம்மம் எக்ஸிஸ்ட், தட் ப்ரூவ்ஸ் இட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். யூ சே பிரம்மம் டஸ் நாட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட், தட் அகைன் ப்ரூவ்ஸ் இட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். ஈவன் வென் யூ சே நாஸ்தி, it will only mean asti. I say asti, it is there. It is nasti, it is not. Even when I say it is not, it will prove that it is. The reason being, this book is not. When I make a statement that this book is not, it proves the book first of all. It may also prove that the book is not here. The book is not here at 10:30. The book is not here on 10. Fine. But the book, it proves the existence of the book first. Only then you can deny some other factor. When I say that the book is not, the book is accepted, and after that you may prove that the book is not on the table, the book was not there at 6:30 PM, the book would not be there on the 10th of this month, all other may follow. But first I need to accept the existence of the book. So anything is born only out of something. Nothing is born out of nothing. So satkaryavadam is very, very important. And that something is what? That karanam is what? That karanam is brahmam. Brahm brahmam. Keeping brahmam as upadana karanam, the whole universe gets created. Vishnu stava sadhu bhutam jagat tatraiva sthitam. Chiti samyama kartosav jagatosya jagat chasa. He is universe himself. This is very, very important now. You must be very attentive. Jagat chasa. He is jagat. Jagat is he. Brahmam is jagat. Jagat is brahmam. Is jagat and brahmam one and the same? In which case, this jagat is full of ajnana. Is brahmam also full of ajnana? We call that brahmam is the most jnana. It is the most sentient. But this, in this jagat, of course I don't have, I am not going to blame anybody else now. Yana jnana is that much is sure. After you say that, how can brahmam and me be one? You can say that this is brahmam. This is insentient. When I say this is brahmam, is brahmam insentient? When I say I am Brahman, I lack knowledge. Can I blame Brahman also for lack of knowledge? Then how do I make the statement? Jagat Sasaha. Because when I said that Swaranam is this ring is Swaranamaya. This cloth is Thiradmaya, whatever it is. And this is Chelamaya. This is Lohamaya. The whole universe is Brahmamaya. Should I not mention so? What did he question? Maitreya question, Yan Mayancha. This is what Maya? This universe has to be Brahma Maya. So if this whole universe is Brahman, then is Brahman sentient or insentient? This Brahman should be insentient. Because whatever we see with our naked eye, they are all insentient. They don't possess knowledge. Nor this chair, neither this mandapam, nor this umbrella, nor this green leaf, nor this mic, nothing has knowledge. Whereas Brahman is full of knowledge, then how do we equate both? How can it term both in the same sentence? It is possible because Brahman's Sharinam is all Chit and Achit. The entire Chit and Achit forms the body of Brahman. Brahman's divine form is part. The part of its divine form is Chit and Achit. I'll give you an example. I made a statement, Brahman is Upadana Karma, which would mean that mud is Upadana Karma for a pot. Who was the Nimshakarana, the potter? The one who made the potter. Can any potter make such a statement? Note the statement that I am going to transform as a potter. Is it possible? Nobody can. Can a weaver say that I am going to transform as a cloth? He cannot. Similarly, take mud. It can very well transform as pot. That's what is happening. But the mud can never get up and say that I am going to be transformed as a potter. Because it has no knowledge to make such a statement. Mud has a shortcoming. Potter has a shortcoming. Potter cannot say that I would transform as a potter. Mud can transform but cannot say so. The potter cannot be transformed. He can't change. He can't undergo change as a potter. But he can make a statement if he wants to. Because he is knowledgeable. But the mud cannot make such a statement but has the capacity to change. Now this Brahma, if he is the Upadana Karana and Nimitta Karana, what would it mean? A potter can at most make the statement that using this mud I am going to make a pot. Is that okay? Can he make the statement or not? With this mud I am going to make a pot. Similarly, what would Brahma say now? With what is it going to create this universe? Brahma has to make the statement. With something I am going to create this universe. It never says so. The Upanishad says that I am going to become this universe. This is the statement by Brahman, which would mean that Brahman is Upadana and Nimitta Karana. assume that the mud itself was a potter, or the potter itself to be the mud, then you can really appreciate the statement. Aham Brahma, the Brahman says that Bhavushyam Prajayaya, I am going to transform as this universe. He starts transforming. How is that possible? Brahma himself will be transformed as me? Brahma himself will become all this? Yes, he becomes. The Shariram of Brahma undergoes a transformation and it gets transformed to this material world. Earlier, during the deluge, all of us, the Chitta and Achitta, we did not have any knowledge and we could not have been identified separate. We can't be identified during the pranaya. But during Srishti, we can all be identified. You have a form, I have a form, you have a name, I have a name, I have parents, you have parents, none of these during the deluge. So from pranaya, even during the pranaya, we were all a part of Brahma's divine form. Even now, we are a part of the same divine form. But the form changed. During pranaya, it was a subtle form. Now, it's a gross form. In pranaya, we were all subtle. We can't be named or identified. But now, we can be named, we can be identified. So, this is the difference between that it is distinct. Earlier, it was distinct because it was subtle. Now, we are different. We are all gross. Earlier also, we were stuck to Brahma. Now too, we are all stuck to Brahma. But the earlier Brahma had a name, Sukshma Brahma. Now the Brahma has another name, Stula Brahma. Sukshma is subtle, Stula is gross. During pranaya, we were all in the Sukshma state. Now we are all in the Stula state. Stula state is possible for identification. You are different, I am different, you have a name, I have a name. But in the Sukshma form, none of us differ. We were all the same, we were alike. We were not the same. We were all different. But there were no determining factors. We all looked alike. We were all similar. So it's sure that Brahma itself is Upadana Karanam, Brahma itself is Nimitta Karanam, and the Samakari Karanam. Tita Samyama Bhaktosav Jagadosya Jagat Chasaha. So the question of Maitreya got replied by Parashara, but by that, by Vishnu, everything got created. By him, everything is sustained. To him, everything gets absorbed. Then on, he didn't stop there. Maitreya, further question. How were we all created? You said we are all created. Now you identified the karma. That Brahman is the karma. If Brahman is the karma, explain to me the process. There has to be a process by which I got created. Explain the process. I know that mud is kept on a wheel, the wheel is rotated, slowly water gets added to it, the pot is formed. It's a process. I am able to see the process. Now tell me the process how Brahman transforms to be this universe. And that process is known as Srishti. Bhagavan has to start creating first. Who tells him to create? He waits for us to correct ourselves. If we have the whole night we all sleep, the whole day we are awake. We are awake to do all problems. The whole night we are asleep. Brahman believes that we will forget our problems and the next day we awake to do something else. But we know that even for a month we sleep, we will not forget anything. We will continue where we left. We are all well known for continuing from where we left. Between Sangha, Omnes and Vizal, we will continue tomorrow even from where we left. Similarly, whatever problems I left yesterday, I continue today morning. I never forget anything. I go to sleep. Do we forget Wednesday morning? Be good if you are able to do so. But that never happens. Whoever was my father, mother, wife, husband, children, they all I remember again the next day morning. I don't forget any one of them. I sleep. My eyes are shut, my ears are shut, my nose, I keep breathing. There's so many things that are shut, but I don't forget anything. I get up in the morning and say, Aham Sukham Abhav Sun. I had a sound sleep yesterday night. How does this word come to take this? Sound sleep. It is sound because he was snoring that much. And his snore is the only sound. If you say it is sound sleep, why is it sound? It means that I had a deep sleep. So I slept. Next day I make this comment that I had a deep sleep. My friend asked me, you have slept. How do you know that the sleep was deep or not? You have already said, how do you know that you are deep or not? I am Sukhamavatsam, Sukhamanuni. I இது நைஸ்லி. How do you know whether it was sukham or dukham? If I am awake, I can identify sukham or dukham. I was not awake, I was asleep. Which would mean that even when the whole body is shut, the Atman is awake. He is not sleeping. That's how we are able to remember and recollect everything the next day morning. If the Atman had slept, we won't be reminded of anything the next day. This Atman is not sleeping. That's ever awake. So Atman is awake and he identifies all those, what all we caught the day before, and we caught all, he is waking up the next day. So wherever we left, we continue. Bhagavan thought, let me leave them so that they forget all their past. If they forget their past, they don't remember anything, then let them start doing good. Let them make them forget, but we were waiting for the opportune moment to recollect all the problems. That is when Sriti began. Bhagavan started to create. He said, Purlanthi Puraham Padaitavan Uvamir Marulin Manturur Manchanavodhan. Bhagavan has a purpose for his creation. He expects us all to perform some path or discipline to reach into Vaikuntha. This is only expectation. So the purpose of my birth is to perform Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Sharanagati, some form, some discipline, and realize myself that I am his subservient and beast. And not be born again. This is the only purpose, and this is what Bhagavan also expects from me. So expecting that he starts creating Avikaraya Sukhaya Nityaya Paramatmane Sadaiva Rupa Rupaya Vishnave Sarvadeshnave Namo Hiranya Garbhaya Haraye Shankaraya Vasudevaya Karaya Sargasthya Chandakarane Yeta Aneka Swarupaya Sura Sukshmatmane Namaha Avyakta Vyakta Rupaya Vishnave Muktihetave Vishnave Mukti Hetave. Vishnu is the Mukti Hetu, is the path for Mukti. The path for Mukti himself. Avikaraya Sukhaya Nityaya Paramatmane Parashara further explains. He gives many marks of Brahma. Now this slokam is very important, it's quite popular. But if I can tell you the real meaning of this slokam, you will all be awestruck. Avikaraya Sukhaya Nityaya Paramatmane. There are four adjuncts here. Avikaraya, Shuddhaya, Nityaya, Paramatmane. These four adjuncts differentiate, distinguishes Brahman from four entities. We are going to talk about four entities, and Brahman is distinct of all these four entities. These four are Achit, Baddha, Mukta and Nitya. These four are real entities. One is Achit. I had already told about the sentient and the insentient. Sentient is the Chit, insentient is the Achit. That which has knowledge is sentient. That which has no knowledge is insentient. Insentient is categorized as Achit, called as Achit. Chit is further classified into three. Chit is the Jivatma. Jivatma can be classified as Baddha, Mukta and Nitya. Baddhatma is the bonded soul, all of us. In this samsara, Muktatma is the liberated soul. Nityatma is the ever liberated soul. Baddha, Mukta, Nitya. A Muktatma is one who was bonded, but who has been released now, who has reached Vaikuntha now. He is a liberated soul. There are ever liberated souls. They always exist in Chi Vaikuntha. Like Garuda, Ananta, and Vishwasena. They are all ever liberated. So Baddha, Mukta, Nitya. There are three categories. Achit, the fourth category. So Bhagavan Brahman is distinct of all these four. How do we distinguish by these four adjuncts now? Avikaraya, Shuddhaya, Nityaya, Paramatmane. Kindly note this. Avikaraya differentiates him from Achit. Avikaraya. Shuddhaya differentiates Brahman from Baddhatma. Avikaraya, Shuddhaya. Nityaya differentiates Brahman from Muktatma. Paramatmane differentiates Brahman from the Nityatma. He is totally different from all these four. You take this example. This is my thumb. This thumb is Paramatma. There are four fingers here. This thumb is different from these four fingers. Is that right? This thumb is different from these four fingers. These four are Achit, Baddha, Mukta, Nitya. This thumb is different from this all, அதித்தி லட்சண, பத்த விலட்சண, முக்த விலட்சண, நித்திய விலட்சண. விலட்சணா இஸ் சுப்ரீம் டு. So this Paramatma is supreme to, is superior to Adit, Bhakta, Mukta and Nitya. Whenever we think and see these four fingers, you must only remember this. You must be reminded of this concept. That is Namananda. It is Urti Urti Vayadu. Apti Nanasa Mendra. We are not reminded of this concept. And this four, Adit, Bhakta, Mukta, Nitya. And this index finger. This finger, the thumb finger, with Brahman. Now the simple similarity is, without the help of this finger, these four cannot operate. It needs the help. So whether it is Asiti, Bhakta, Mukta, Nitya, they have to get the support of Paramatma. Without the support of Paramatma, the thumb finger, nobody can operate. So now, these four have some shortcomings. Brahman has no shortcomings. These four adjuncts, Abhikaraya, Suddhaya, Nityaya, Paramatmane, they talk about the disadvantages or the blemishes about the four entities. But Paramatma has no blemishes. How, let me explain to you, Abhikaraya, what do you know about Vikara? Vikara is subject to change. It keeps on changing. It's a Vikara Tattvam. So it changes. Everything that we see with naked eye changes. We all always say the only thing that is permanent is change. We all change, we keep on changing. When we came here at 7 p.m., we were how many years ago? I was 45 years, so many months, 45 years, 3 months, 2 days, 12 hours, 4 days. But then the session concludes. At 9 p.m., I would not be the same. I would have grown, I would have been older. So everything is subject to change. Vikara is change. Avikara, that is changeless, that is not subject to change at all. Brahman never changes. He was not 45 years yesterday and 45 years and one day today. He is ever the same. Avikaraya. So the quality, the attribute of Achittattvam is Satata Vikaratvam. It changes ever. It keeps on changing. Everything. This mind changes, the book changes, the script class changes, I change, my body changes, everything changes. Bhagavan never changes. He is not subject to change at all. So the blemish of Achittattvam is being subject to change. Avikaraya. Brahman is not affected by change. So in Avikaraya. Next. Come to the Jivatma. Jivatma is not subject to change. He is not affected by change. He is ever the same. But you have another problem with him. Jivatma is not like Achittattvam. He is Nirvikaratattvam. But he in his essential changer never changes, in his essential nature. But his behavior changes. The problem with Jivatma is, my behavior yesterday was different from my behavior today. Yesterday you met me, I was quite sweet to you. Today you met me, I frowned. Why? Yesterday was the same Jivatma, today is the same Jivatma. Are you subject to change again? I am not. My nature never changed, but my attitude, my behavior changed. In the case of Achittattvam, the very nature changes. But in the case of Jivatma Tattvam, it is not changing naturally. It remains the same, but its behavior changes. You know why? Its behavior changes due to the body where we are interested in. This Atman is present in this body, and I am drawn by the wills and fancies of this body. So my behavior changes. Paramatma's behavior also never changes. That is he compassionate yesterday and is he frowning today? He would not. He is ever compassionate. So, in his essential nature and behavior, Paramatma never is subject to change. Shuddhaya. Ashuddhi to Badhatma was his behavioral change. Shuddhi to Paramatma is, he never changes in his behavior too. So, in his Swarupa and behavior, Paramatma is subject, not subject to change. Avikaraya Shuddhaya. So this is the problem with Badhatma. Now what is the Muktatma? Muktatma's character, Muktatma's behavior or essential nature, both do not change. So can he be equated to Paramatma? He cannot be, because yesterday he was subject to change. Today only he has got liberated. Whereas Paramatma is ever liberated. It's not that yesterday he was a Badhatma and today he became a Muktatma. So the third adjunct, Nityaya, he is never subject to change. Nityaya, forever he was not subject to change. So the Ajanta Nitya differentiates Paramatma from a Muktatma. A Muktatma is Tada Chitta Mukti. He was yesterday bonded, today liberated, whereas Paramatma is ever liberated. Fine. Then you have the last entity of the Nitya Suri, Vishwasena, Ananta, Garuda, who are also ever liberated. Can I equate them at least to Paramatma? You cannot, because all that they enjoy is by the grace of Paramatma. But to Paramatma, there is none who grace it. It is by his own nature. So Nityanagalaki Ennana Radhal, whatever is the superior actions to Nitya, to Ananta, Vishwasena, Garuda, it is not on their own, but by the grace of Paramatma. They are dependent, whereas Paramatma is independent. So now we have differentiated Paramatma from all these four. Paramatma is different from this Achit because he is not subject to change. Paramatma is different from Bandhatma because his behavior also never changes. Paramatma is different from Muktatma because never he was bonded. Paramatma is different from Nityatma because he is not dependent on anybody. Avikaraya, Shuddhaya, Nityaya, Paramatmane, Sadaika Rupa Rupaya, Brahmanta Nitya Nirvikara Tattva, Sada Yeka Rupaya Rupaya. He is same always, he is not subject to change at all. Yeka Rupaya Rupaya, Vishnave Sarva Vishnave, Namo Hiranyagarbhaya, Haraye Sankaraya, who enjoys Brahma as his body, Shiva as his divine form, Indra as his form, and he is the one who grants us moksha. Vishnum, Vishnum Vishvasya, Chitau Sarge Tatap Prabhu, Katayami Atapurvam, Dakshadhi Munshattamayi, Jnana Swarupam Atyanta Nirmalam, Paraman Sata. So further, Parasara explains to Maitreya, Tadeva, Sarvamedad, Vyaktam Vyakta Swarupavad, Tatapurva Rupeda, Kala Rupeda Sastitam. Now let me explain to you the process of creation. He will stop. Even if I wanted to stop, he will stop. So I need to explain that in the next 10 minutes to you. In a simple process of creation, I am going to make it simple. Process is not simple. Process is very, very complicated. But if we go into that complication, we won't be able to understand the whole thing. Because all these are something which we need to sit with an acharya and learn for many months together. It's not possible just to explain in 2-3 hours time, but still, I'll give some tips or some simple means to remember them. Brahman takes a decision to transform. He decides that, Bhavushyam Prajayeya, I am going to become this universe. What does it mean? Earlier, universe did not exist. Is that so? I have dealt with it in detail. You cannot make that statement. Earlier it existed, now also it exists. In Chandogya Upanishad, Uddhalaka says, Tadeva Somna Idam Agra Asit, Ekameva Adhitiyam, Idam Agre Asit, Ekameva Adhitiyam. Everything existed before, everything exists now, but the form differs. Earlier, it was Brahman. Now too, it is Brahman. But earlier it was Sukhma Chetana Chetana Vishishita Brahman. Now this is the fundamental of Vishishita Chetana. Kindly note this. Sukhma Chetana Chetana Vishishita Brahman. Sukhma, subtle form. Chetana Chetana, sentient and insentient. Vishishita, together, Brahman. Brahman is together with. Brahman is symbiotic with sentient and the insentient. Brahman has as its part the Chit and Achit. But this Chit and Achit were in subtle form during the deluge. This Chit and Achit are in a gross expanse form during creation, which is Sriti. So during the Pralaya, during Sanharam, we all existed, but in a different nature. Now do we all exist, but we can be differentiated. That Brahman, which is always along with Chetana Chetanam, takes a decision that, let me transform to be the gross Chetana Chetanam. Let me transform to be the identifiable Chetana Chetana. Now I am unidentifiable. Brahman is not unidentifiable. But that which is together with Brahman, the Chit and Achit is not identifiable. So that's going to undergo a drastic change. I'll give you an example, you'll easily understand. A peacock and its feather. Peacock has beautiful feathers. The peacock has to dance. It immediately spreads its feathers. When it spreads, you are able to see an array of colors. It dances well. After a while, it decides to complete. It absorbs all the feathers into itself. Take the peacock to be Brahma, the feather to be the universe. The feather earlier existed. Now also the feather exists. But when the peacock was not dancing, the feather was folded. When the peacock is dancing, the feather is spread. This is Sukshma and Stula Rupa. When this Brahma is not dancing, it means it is all absolute refuge. Then it is Sukshma Rupa. Chetana and Achetana would be folded. They would all be shrunk. They can't be differentiated. When this peacock dances, starts to dance, it spreads. Similarly, Brahma spreads. We are all now distinguishable. We are all one way, Krishna, Rama, Govinda, whatever it is. And our form, our nature, our behavior, our dwelling, all that. So the fine dance, the beautiful dance of creation, once this dance is over, immediately Brahma absorbs that feathers into itself. I'll give you another example. A spider. A spider, it emits a thread. It builds a nest. It plays in that nest for a while. When it is satisfied and it gets bored, immediately sucks all that thread to itself. So this thread was emitted by that worm. It came out. When it thought it is over, it sucked it into it. Now let me take this case of this peacock and this worm. Is the feather and peacock one and the same? No. Feather is different from a peacock. But does this feather belong to the peacock or not? Yes. Is it a part of the peacock or not? Yes. Did it spread the feather or not? Yes. Did it shake the feathers or not? Yes, it did. Similarly, this Chetana and Achetana and Brahman, are they one and the same? No. Is this Chetana and Achetana belonging to the Brahman or not? Yes. Is it always together with the Brahman or not? Yes. Can the Brahman expand this or not? It can. Can it absorb it or not? It can. So similar is the case of Brahman and creation. This Chetana and Achetana are always found with Brahman. Brahman decides to expand. It expands and this is transformation, that is creation. So once it decides to create, it transforms its own body. That is how we can term Brahmana Upadana Karana. Now we have to relate both. Earlier I explained to you the concept of Upadana Karana. Upadana must undergo a change. That Karana must change to become a Karya. The cause must change to become an effect. Similarly, Brahman's Sukshma Chetana Chetana Vishishta Sharira undergoes a change and becomes Stula Chetana Chetana. So since this is subject to a change, it is Upadana Karana. Mud subject to a change becomes what? Thread subject to a change. Cotton subject to a change becomes this cloth. The gold subject to a change becomes the ring. Similarly, Brahman is subject to a change. Not the point. Brahman is subject to a change. Now you must raise this doubt. Just now you told me that Brahman is just changeless. Philosophy is very, very logical. Let's understand that first. There will be no confusion in philosophy. There may be in chemistry and physics. Certainly not in philosophy. It is for us. We are not fortunate enough to open the book. That's the only trouble. If you open and if you are dedicated, you get an answer for everything. Even if I forget, Purvacharya will not forget to raise the doubt and give the answer. Whether we get neither we understand the question nor the answer. But Purvacharya, they raise the doubt and they give the answers to it. Now I made a statement, Avikaraya Subhaya. Then how can I say that Brahman is Upadana? If I say Brahman is Upadana Karanam, it must change. If I say that it changes, then it will lose its identity as Nirvikara Tattva. This has to maintain its identity as Nirvikara. At the same time, be subject to a change to enjoy Upadanatva. If it has to be an Upadana Karana, accept that it changes. If you want to maintain that it never changes, defeat that it is an Upadana Karana. Which one do you want from? You want both. Because the Shastra wants both. It is not me or you who can defend it. Shastras themselves depend, because it is not Brahman that is subject to a change. Brahman's essential nature remains the same, behavior remains the same, whereas it is the portion of Brahman, it is the divine form of Brahman that is subject to a change, not Brahman at all. Brahman would ever remain. I was walking, I was going for a journey, it was raining day, suddenly someone splashed mud on me. It was all slushy water, they splashed on me, all my clothes became dirty. I went back, I cleaned. Will I take a bath? I would say, my clothes was dirty, I cleaned my bath. I am not dirty. Even if I am dirty, will I say the Atman was dirty? I would not. Can I remove the Atman, brush it? It's not possible. So either the cloth is dirty, I clean that, or the body is dirty, I clean that. Irrespective of this, the Atman is never dirty at all. Similarly, Paramatma Swarupam is never subject to any change. It remains. But the form, the Sukshma Chetana Chetana are only subject to a change. It is only the form that changes and not Brahman that changes. So Brahman is unchanged. It is Nirvikara Tattva. The form transforms, so it is Upadana Karana. Since the form changes, transforms, Brahman is Upadana Karana. But as Brahman's essential nature never changes, it is Nirvikara Tattva. So both can be defended. They are defended by the Shastra. Avikaraya Siddhaya Nityaya Paramatmane Sadaiva Rupa Rupaya Vaishnave Sadadrishnave. How does it transform? Brahman takes the decision. Now I am going to change. I will change and become this universe. Immediately everything starts happening. So fast. As you see some fast motion in movies or slow motion in movies, things are also fast. What happens in that stage? Parashara, he explained, Tribhunam, that Jagatyoni Anadita Prabhavakaya Tenatri Sarvamevasid Vyaptam Vai Pradayadam Naho Naratri Nanado Nabhuriki Nati Tamaha Jyotirabhuchan Anjad Shrotradi Vidyanurakna Megam Pradhanikam Brahmakuman Tadasid. During the deluge, it was only Brahman. There was nobody else. Everybody were a part of Brahman in their subtle form. Now Brahman decided and he was subject to a change. The first change is, we must now know some technical words. The technical, the first word is Prakriti, which is Moola Prakriti, primordial nature. This primordial nature is the cause of all creation. When I say the cause of creation, don't misunderstand that this is the cause of creation and not Brahman. Brahman is the cause of creation. Now that we have established that everything else is a part of Brahman, we can say whether this is the cause of creation or Brahman is the cause of creation. Primordial nature, Moola Prakriti, is a cause. That is subject to a change. And the first category that gets transformed, this Prakriti gets transformed to Mahan. Prathama Tattvam Mahan. Just note these technical words. I'll explain to you what they are. Prathama Tattvam Mahan. When the process starts, it becomes Mahan. Mahan is the category of Buddhi. We all talk about intellect. This Mahan represents our intellect. It is a representative of Buddhi. This Buddhi again is subject to a change. It becomes Ahankara. This is our ego. Our ego is represented by its material Ahankara. Our Buddhi was represented by Mahan, Moola Prakriti. So Moola Prakriti transformed to Mahan. Mahan transformed to, the next one was Ahankara. Ahankara classifies itself. Sattvika Ahankara, Rajasa Ahankara, Tamasa Ahankara. They are divided as Sattvika Ahankara, Rajasa Ahankara, Tamasa Ahankara. Anyhow, this Ahankara. I don't know why Sattvika Ahankara, Rajasa Ahankara, Tamasa Ahankara. So it's all Ahankara. These give birth to some more elements. From the Sattvika Ahankara, the Sattvika Ahankara gives birth to all our sensual organs. We have 10 plus 1, 11. The 11th one is the master mind. It's known as Manas. We have 10 more. The organs, our motor organs, which are known as Karmendriya, and our organs of knowledge, which is Jnanendriya. Karmendriya and Jnanendriya are 5 plus 5, 10. Manas, the mind, which controls all these 10. So these 11 tattvams are born out of Sattvika Ahankara. Rajasa Ahankara is only a catalyst, a respectful spectator. It does nothing. It never undergoes any further change. Thomas Alankara gives birth to 5 plus 5, another 10. Those 10 are the 5 subtle elements of creation and the 5 gross elements of creation. The 5 subtle elements are Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. Shabda, sound. Sparsha, touch. Rupa, the form and the color. Rupa, Rasa, taste. Gandha, smell. These 5. Further, they give birth to Prithvi, Apu, Tejasu, Vayu, Akasha. Prithvi, Earth. Apu, water. Tejas, fire. Vayu, wind. Akasha, ether. So these 5. Now, can we cut in total all these 5? 5 plus 5, Pancha Bhutangal is 5 gross elements of creation. Pancha Tanmatrangal are the 5 subtle elements of creation. 5 plus 5, 10. Again, Pancha Karmendriyangal, Pancha Jnanendriyangal, another 10. Manas, these total is 21 now. With these 21, add the 3, Ahankaram, Mahan and Mura Prakriti. Now the total is 24. These 24 are the Achit Tattvas. There are total 24 Achit Tattvas. And the 25th is the Chit, Jivatma. And the 26th is the Ishvara Paramatma. So there are totally 26 tattvas, but they can broadly be classified as 3. I had already told Chit, Achit and Ishvara. Achit is further subclassified as 24. So 24, 25, 26, Pongai Bolanum, Puriya Indu, Karuni Indriyam, Aibhutam, in Yipujire Peregrithi Manantara Manantade, Advashes, these 24 are all essential. The 25th is the sentient Atman. The 26th is the controller of the Chit and Achit, who is Paramatma Sarveshwara, and that he is Vishnu. And once we realize him as Narayana Vishnu, now that you have recognized him as Karana, then meditate on him. Karanantu Keya. You meditate on the Jagat Karana Vastu, you get liberated. Now we were in search of that Jagat Karana Vastu. Shastrams and Parashar Maharshi confirm that it is Vishnu. Why can't you go ahead and meditate upon him? And Parashara replies to Maitreya, here is Vishnu who is all the 3 causes. Now that I have told you what more you want, Maitreya questions again. I understood this, but you wanted me to meditate on the Jagat Karana Vastu. Can you elaborate how to meditate? Yes, we would, but tomorrow evening at 7 PM. So now we have identified who Brahma is. Why is he Brahma? How does he create? How does he absorb? I have only told you about creation. So after this, so once you know, we have now learned about creation here. Once things are all created, then it undergoes something called Panchikarana. I'll explain to you that further. That so, whatever is difficult portion, we have dealt with it today. From tomorrow, we won't have this confusion at all. But I had to deal with it because someday or other we need to know how we all get created. Once this 5 gross elements got created, Bhagavan blended them. The process of blending Prithvi, Apu, Tejas, Vayu, Akasham is known as Panchikarana. He blended all and made the first body. Our body is made up of Prithvi, Tejas, Vayu, Akasham. So to make this, he needs the raw material. He had already created all these raw materials. With that, he makes our body, and the first Atman to be injected into that body was Brahma, the four-headed God. And he in turn started to create, and we all were created. So it is Brahma who created all of us. And Brahma got created by Brahman, who was Vishnu, who was even Narayana. Nanmohanai Narayanam Padaishan, Nanmohanam Tanmohamai Sankaranai Tan Padaishan, Andadinere Tadinche Alvodai. Sindhamal Purvini Chiyamdhu. Tirumashi Advar mentioned this in his first song of Nanmohan Tirumandadi. So Brahman created all this, and then he created Brahma. Brahma in turn was dedicated the power to further create. Brahma started to create. How did he create? And how? We all got created. What is the path we need to journey, to travel to reach that Brahman? Why don't we realize ourselves? How were we created, and what are the classifications on pralaya? How was time, the concept of time? How should I use my time? How should I realize my purpose of birth? What should I do? Are all contributing there. second Kamsa, let's gather here again at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening to continue the last portion of first Kamsa and the second Kamsa. I thank you once again for listening today, for attending this lecture. Whoever came today, kindly attend for the next 4 days. So the first request, when you come, can you just get along one of your friends along with you when you come tomorrow? Because I think there is a space here for 50 more people to be accommodated. And when you come tomorrow, just get one more friend. If you get them, it's only sharing of knowledge. Whatever we have done, it is for us to share. It's beneficial to both of us. It is beneficial to me as well as I will be satisfied that I communicated to more people. You will be satisfied, I hope, you will be satisfied that you got some message out of me. And I request you all to kindly get one of your friends. Thank you. We have placed some